I'm Ira Melman with VOA Education Report. As it is for many companies, China is a major business target for online education company Coursera. The man at the helm of Coursera has some pretty strong academic credentials. Rick Levin spent 20 years as president of Yale University. In March of this year, he took the helm of Coursera, immediately taking action to expand its online courses to the China mainland. I asked Levin if he had concerns about China-based companies taking market share away from Coursera by developing their own online systems.
Those new platforms are largely going to be indigenous Chinese content to serve the indigenous Chinese population, and in particular focused on serving the rural universities and the universities that are not among the very top in China by taking content from the best universities and making it available to the others. That I think the Chinese will want to own that market. I mean, we'll have a piece of it, but I think it's likely that that market is not necessarily going to be fully available to Coursera. On the other hand, we have an asset that the Chinese platforms can't replicate, which is we have the partnerships with 115 universities around the world. But we're bringing in the content from Stanford, from Yale, from Princeton, from the University of Pennsylvania, the University of London, the École Normale Supérieure, and so forth. So we have very special, really high-quality content that Chinese learners want access to, whether they're in college or whether they're simply, seeking to upgrade their job skills or seeking to enrich themselves throughout lifetime. So I think our user base, it's already large, I think it's going to continue to grow very rapidly, even in the face of domestic platforms. I think there's plenty of room in that very large market that is China for both to go into.
What I always ask when I know that a broadcast that we're doing is going to a specific audience, and I'm talking about someone in China, no matter what age now, who is either trying to learn or already speaking English, what does Coursera have to offer me? How do I take advantage of it, and why should I be interested?
I think Coursera has something to offer virtually any category of Chinese learner. That is, Our course catalog pretty much looks like the course catalog of any great university. It covers the spectrum of human knowledge, running from the humanities and social sciences to the hard sciences to business school courses to medical school and public health courses to a really intense group of computer science and IT courses at all levels, from very basic to very advanced. These courses are really engaging, and since our university partners are very very much putting their best foot forward and offering up their best teachers in ways that make it a really, really very rewarding learning experience. So I think for the Chinese, I think almost anybody, almost any interest can be satisfied at this point. And, of course, the course offerings will only get richer and more varied over time. And specifically for those people looking to upgrade their job skills, I think there is tremendous capacity there. I mean, courses like data science, which is a nine very short courses, 4 weeks each, designed to take a novice from knowing really very little about statistics to going all the way to being qualified for an entry-level position as a data analyst, working with big data.
And I know this question will be asked, what's it going to cost me?
So the courses are available for free. We charge only for those who would like to have a verified certificate that they completed the course.
Former Yale President Rick Levin, now CEO of online education firm Coursera. I'm Ira Melman with Report on Education. It's available at voanews.com and as a podcast on many platforms.